You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family. Again, good evening, family. And welcome to the Power Zone with DU. Again, welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, philanthropist, motivational speaker, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and founder of Darlene's Utopia. And you, my friend, have entered the Power Zone with DU. Today is September the 23rd. I'm extremely excited. As always, you guys know I always start with I am extremely excited. We have an awesome show lined up for you this evening. We're going to go on ahead and speak more about community and services specifically for my family living on the East Coast in the New York area. I have a wealth of information to provide for you on this day as it relates to community and, again, service and family. So get ready for that. We want to, as always, welcome all of our new listeners. If you're listening for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you out here. We hope that you will return. We want you to go on ahead to our blog radio page. That's blogtalkradio.com/Darlene's Utopia and look at the archives. We want you to check out the archives in which we're bringing insightful and resourceful communication your way. We've had great speakers as it relates to public speaking. We have topics on relationships. We have topics on health and wellness, community. There's just so many different things here for you to consider and share. So again, if you're joining us, take an opportunity to explore the page and share the episodes accordingly with your networks. Now, if you're returning, of course, we want to shout you out too. It's always a pleasure to see you guys back out here, and we want you to do the same. Pass it on to your networks and let them know that the Power Zone with DU is where it's at for what? Of course, insightful and resourceful communication. Now, family, as I stated, we're going to speak to community, we're going to speak to service, we're going to speak to family. I'm going to share information about my phenomenal weekend. This past weekend, I was on a leadership retreat, and I'll speak a little bit about that and how it was life-changing for me. I'll also speak to some events that are coming up that are near and dear to my heart as it relates to giving back, and it's my hope that you all will get involved just the same with some of these causes that I'm going to be speaking to. And finally, we're going to be sharing some information with you guys as it relates to nonprofit organizations that are really making impacts within our communities and providing services for both personal and professional development, just as we here on the Power Zone aim to do. That said, we're going to go out with a word from our sponsors. And when we return, I, Darlene Anderson, will be your host as well as your special guest for the evening. We'll be right back after this break, family. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com. Healers, service workers, entrepreneurs, educators, administrators, supportive staff, life coaches, therapists, community advocates, and community activists. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Save the date for Compassion for the Inner Me, a sacred experience for you to relax, relate, release, reconnect, and recharge. Scheduled to take place on December 12th of 2015 between the hours of 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, Queens, New York. The inner me is not your enemy. Who you are is meaningful and purposeful. You are masterful at what you do. You are in service to many, whether you realize it or not. In fact, you have selflessly served from a platform of power, passion, and purpose. You're so good at what you do that your time, energy, and attention are in high demand. You answer each call to the point of exhaustion, burnout, fatigue, and selflessness. Well, now it's your time to be who you are to others, to and for yourself. Compassion for the inner me. To learn more, visit Robin St. Clair at www.robinstclair.com. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. Again, you have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host and special guest, Darlene A. Anderson, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and founder of Darlene's Utopia. And again, you have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I invite you all, we here at the Power Zone invite you all to consider becoming a partner and sponsoring an episode here at the Power Zone. If you are interested, please log on to darlenesutopia.com and leave your inquiry as it relates to being a sponsor via advertisement on our show. Or if you're interested in being a special guest, we welcome that information as well. Let us know what your business, your products, your services, and we will get back to you and hopefully arrange some scheduling to have you on the Power Zone as a special guest. Alrighty, so as I stated, I had an opportunity to go away this past weekend to Virginia and participate in an amazing, amazing, life-changing retreat. You know, Dr. Oliver T. Reed is a friend of the show. He's been on the Power Zone a number of times. He's also come out to New York City, and he's been a keynote speaker for the Making of Moguls, which is an event that I do annually. Get ready for 2016. It's coming back. Dr. Reed will be coming back out, and he is a dear friend of mine. I consider Dr. Reed to be a brother. We are beyond friends. God has really aligned us together professionally, and our relationship has grown since then. He's an amazing man of God, and his wife, Maeda, is just as amazing. So acknowledgements to her too. She's a queen, and she definitely opened up her heart to me over this past weekend. Okay, So the retreat was engage leaders behind inner me lines. Again, it was engage leaders behind inner me lines. And I'll tell you, family, I went out to this retreat as a presenter, but I got so much more. I was humbled. I felt like a baby that just was exposed to the world for the very first time on a different level, because we can consider ourselves to be religious, I guess, so to speak. We all have some religion in us, but this was a Christian leadership retreat. And what I appreciated was that everyone that was at this retreat, all of the speakers, all had their own businesses in addition to being clergy. You had pastors here, prophetess, evangelists, but they all had their own respective businesses, or they were in corporate. So they could definitely relate to that stress, that grind feeling that a lot of us leaders experience. And I was able to really, and it's funny because, again, I say, even though I came as a presenter, I was a participant throughout the entire weekend. What I appreciated was the transparency, the opportunity to just speak boldly, to speak without hesitation about things that were troubling, things that were on your heart, things that you were going through, that you really needed to get out, to be renewed, to be refreshed, and then come back and continue to lead. And Dr. Reed actually created such an environment. It was intense. It was like a 3-day intense experience. We went in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the beauty of it, the message, leaders bleed also, and what can we do about it? How can we restore you? How can we pour back into you and what you give out to others on a continuum without hesitation was just amazing, amazing. So I thank Dr. Reed for that opportunity to be amongst amazing men and women of God. I have created a new family, or so to speak. I've adopted, because you can't create what's already been created, but I've adopted a new family, and they definitely embrace me just the same. I'm looking forward to joining my new family in their respective states. We had people from Atlanta, North Carolina, we had Louisiana, Florida. It was just an amazing, diverse group of people that collectively, praise God, spoke about business leadership and how we can move in His name's sake to be further productive. So again, family, engage leaders behind enemy lines was amazing. If you want more information, you can definitely log on to the link that's provided on the episode page. Check out some of the pictures. Leave Dr. Reed a comment. Let him know, you know, if you have any questions or you're interested in going to the next one in the next state. I will tell you all this. I have volunteered to be an ambassador for the New York area. So we're considering how we're going to do a leaders retreat here for 2016. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. In the meantime, trust and believe that it is okay. You are not alone. Leaders bleed also. And the same way you pour into others, allow someone to pour in you just the same. Just the same, family. That said, I want to speak to you all about some opportunities that have come about in which I have an opportunity to give back further than what I'm doing and to help bring about awareness for some worthy causes. So I'm going to share a little bit, and this information will definitely be on our website, but I would love for you all to get involved, share the information. And if you can come out and show support for the dates that I'm about to provide, that would be great also. The more, the merrier. I have an opportunity to be the mistress of ceremonies for the Dom Hart 21 Third Annual Red Gala Affair. I'm excited about this. It's October the 3rd of this year, and it's going to be at Russo's on the Bay. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Dom Hart 21. The Dominic A. Murray 21 Memorial Foundation, Dom Hart 21, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization certified by the New York Department of State. Their mission is to educate, promote awareness, create legislation, and effectuate dramatic change in the screening, diagnosis, and immediate treatment of sudden cardiac arrest. The foundation wholeheartedly advocates to create the next generation of lifesavers through education and cardiopulmonary resuscitation, the use of automated external defibrillators, and the critical importance of non-invasive and painless heart screening. Through the implementation of these three vital components, the Dominic A. Murray 21 Memorial Foundation has and continues to save lives. Family, this is a cause to advocate for like no other. This is a cause to support like no other. I am excited about this. It brings joy to my heart to be able to donate my time, to be able to donate what talents God has blessed me with as being a mistress of ceremonies. I am just excited about being a part of this organization's annual event. I had an opportunity to speak to Dominic A. Murray's mom, and I'm going to share Dominic's story so you guys can understand a little bit more about why this cause is so important to me and why it would mean so much to me if you would share it just the same. Dom's story. On October 5th, 2009, Dominic Murray, a seemingly healthy 17-year-old, collapsed on a basketball court at Farmingdale State College during an open gym pickup game. Dominic was playing a game of 5-on-5. After attempting a routine layup, Dominic took 3 steps and collapsed on the court. Within minutes following his collapse, Dominic started gasping and experienced seizure-like motions. Dominic was unresponsive. He had no pulse, all signs of sudden cardiac arrest. Dominic's symptoms went unrecognized by all around him. Every minute counts to save the life of someone in sudden cardiac arrest. Time was not on Dominic's side on that cold October evening. On that night, Dominic embraced his first love, basketball, for the last time. His college experience lasted a mere 7 weeks. I had an opportunity to speak to Dominic's mother over this past week, and to know that Miss Melinda Murray has lost her only child, but is extremely passionate in ensuring that she can save as many lives as possible so no parent will go through what she's gone through, makes me even more passionate about bringing about awareness to Dominic's story and support. Family, I encourage you to log on to darmheart21.org. There, you can read more about the organization. You can read more about Dom. There are some amazing pictures of him here from infancy forward. It's an amazing cause. You can attend the gala this coming October the 3rd, or you can donate. I encourage you to donate. The 3 primary objectives of this organization is to bring about awareness, increase screening, and get people certified for CPR. These 3 goals, if you can assist in these 3 goals, you have done your community service. I invite you again to learn more and get involved. That stated, family, we're going to go out on a little break where you can learn a little more about Utopia Network, Inc. And when we return, I will share some information about other nonprofits within our area that are making great strides and need your support. We'll be right back after this break. Power Zone family, have you heard the news about Utopia Network, Inc.? Utopia Network, Inc. is a New York-based 501c3 nonprofit organization. Their mission is to connect individuals and families with services that will promote stability and a better quality of life. They are committed to ensuring that the underserved communities have an understanding of the tremendous opportunities of productivity in their adversities and move to actions of advancement. To learn more about Utopia Network, Inc., visit them at their Facebook fan page, Utopia Network, Inc. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far. However, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. And what we're talking about now is the East Brooklyn 5K Walk. Again, the East Brooklyn 5K Walk. Family, if you missed it, you definitely want to mark your calendars for 2016. Get involved. Follow East New York Restoration on Facebook. There you can be in the know of all their latest happenings and mark your calendars accordingly as they set the date for 2016. The event was off the chain, as the kids say. I don't know if they still say it. Don't judge me, but I just did. It just sounds appropriate to say. It was phenomenal. I didn't have the opportunity to partake in the festivities. As you all know, I was in Virginia, but from what I gathered, my team was texting me. I saw pictures. I got video of what was going on. It was a great opportunity to come out, meet various community-based organizations that were out to just walk for the cause and have a good time. So it just wasn't about that sector in Brooklyn. It was about unity as a New Yorker overall. It was great. They had games out for the children. They had a DJ out there. We had Nakisha Ross, the founder of Always Fit for Life. She was out doing warm-up exercises and cool-down exercises. Shout out to Nakisha, as well as Miss Melinda Perkins, who is the executive director of East New York Restoration. The individuals, again, that made all of this possible. It was a great event. So if you missed it, again, definitely log on, follow East New York Restoration, and ensure that you're out for 2016 to partake in it. And we'll be providing a link for you all on our episode page where you can click in straight to their Facebook page and check out all of that footage. In addition to that, if you missed the episode from last week, we invite you to log on because we had Miss Melinda Perkins, again, who is Executive Director of East New York Restoration, as well as Nikisha Ross providing insights about both of their organizations. Miss Perkins gave great information about East New York on a whole, not just from the business perspective, but the history of the geographical area, like East New York before it was Gateway Mall. You know, what was East New York like? How was the economy like? You know, what does that mean for business owners today? What was in those spots before it was a mall? So she gives some history on that. And it was just an awesome conversation and a pleasure to have her and Nikisha on the show. Nikisha goes in about health and wellness and how Always Fit for Life was created and what she's looking to do as far as helping as many people as possible get healthy so they can live longer, enjoyable lives. So again, log on to that prior episode and let me know what you think. Now, it's time for the song of the show. I thought, what exactly would be appropriate to play for this episode where we've been talking about community and service, family. There's a lot of family-oriented things going on. This is now the season for family involvement. And I thought back to when I was a child, what memories I had about community, collectiveness. And I thought back to summertime. And although summertime is behind us now, I always think back to summer camp and my program called Reach Out. Me and my sister went to a summer program for a couple of years, and it was called Reach Out Summer Camp, I believe. What I loved about Reach Out is that it accepted around 100 children from various communities within East New York. So it was around maybe 4 or 5 different regions, so to speak, that came together in the summer at this one school. And it was George Gershwin Junior High School on Van Sicklen Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. So we all met at Reach Out. Reach Out was one of the first places where I had an opportunity to meet kids outside of my own area that I went to school with. You learned about diversity. We went on trips to Washington. We went on trips to Connecticut. It was just a great time to be a kid, explore and have fun, and again, learn about diversity. But what I enjoyed most about Reach Out was that every week, I believe it was on Friday, and every Friday we would get together and we would sing Wake Up Everybody. And that song, at the time that we were singing it, wasn't as sentimental to me then as it is to me now. What that director was doing was really putting a sense of community, a sense of service, a sense of giving back, a sense of collectiveness. It was so much awareness of some of the problems that are going on and how we as children can help bring about change for that. So I always think back at that when I'm in my moments of, you know, I just want to do more. I just love my community. I think about that song and how I wish everybody would feel the same way. So we as a people could really see a change within our community the way we really need to see that change. So we're going to go out on a song of the show, which is Wake Up Everybody. And when we return, I'm going to provide some resources for you all to consider. We'll be right back after this break, family. Thank you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all. Y'all.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone. Yeah. Yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody.
Ladies, the end of the summer is upon us. It is back to school time, and that means looking in our closets to decide what goes out and what stays in. This is not only for the children, but also for us adults. Take a minute to go through your accessories to find what needs a makeover. What should you replace? What should you keep? What should you add to? Are you in need of a new fashionable accessory? Why not get a new necklace, bracelet, or earrings from DNAD's Jewelry Collections to complement the outfit you will wear to that casual or formal occasion on your calendar? Use the code word STEPS to receive 10% discount at DNAD's Jewelry. For more information, visit them at DNAD, that's D-N-A-D-Z, jewelry.com. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. I hope you all enjoyed that song. It's near and dear to my heart. I love Wake Up Everybody. When I listen to that song, it still gives me goosebumps as if I was a 10 or 11 year old in summer camp. And one of the biggest things is I didn't appreciate it, as I said, as much then as I do now. But just the fact that that director was pouring into our soul, so to speak, into our ears, into our mindsets to get involved in philanthropy, volunteering, community service, whatever it is you want to call it, to do more in the areas in which you live to make it a better place, addressing some of the problems socially that may be around us. Things that we didn't understand, half of the things that they were saying in that song, but the fact that it called for action, wake up everybody. Be the change that you want to see. It speaks volumes to me now. And that is what I presently promote. Do more. If you're not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. I work with a lot of young people, 16 to 24 year olds specifically. I do work readiness instruction for these young people. Yes, I do work readiness instruction as well. And I enjoy it. It's an opportunity where you can grab onto them. A lot of people say, you know, once kids get into high school, or young people, once young people get into high school, if they consider it to be a lost cause, for a lack of other words, they've adapted to their ways, their minds are made, their behavior is pretty much examples of who they will be as adults. And I say that that is not the case. We don't have to rehabilitate people for something to go wrong for us to help them to get it right. Young people, and I'm one, I will say, I always said that I like working with the adult population more so, but for the past 4 years or so, my mind has totally gone a different way from when I first started out in social services. I adore working with teenagers and young adults, 16 to 24 year olds. I love it. You can speak real talk. You can have real conversations about real life things, and they appreciate you. They appreciate when they can see that you care about them and when you're being honest. But it's also an opportunity to say it's not too late. It's not too late for these minor mistakes that you make. Before they grow, there are things that we can do to fix it. And as we're fixing it, get involved. Get involved with your community. Learn about the problems within your community so you can take that energy and use it in a productive way. We always speak within work readiness about volunteering and community service. It is the best way to give a young person with idle time something to do. So I encourage my listeners to please speak in the ears of these young people, wherever you're telling them directly, singing songs to them, writing them letters, sending them emails of different links to consider, making them do vision boards, whatever it is that you are pouring into them for them to be better people and service their communities. I welcome it. I encourage you to do it because it is desperately needed. We all need to wake up. That said, I definitely want to share some resources for you. Again, if you are not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. So there may be a listener residing within the New York area. As I stated, I wanted to give resources specifically for my New Yorkers, but some of this information you can share because there are hotline numbers. So although it's for New York, it might be some type of number that they can provide for you nationally or in other areas just the same. And those numbers are pertaining to social issues, finances, health and wellness, housing questions. So we're providing actually a directory from a social service entity that you can reference and share. And perhaps there are some things on here you need assistance with. You can reference it or you can share it, because again, we are providing insightful and resourceful communication to help you elevate to your highest level personally and professionally. September the 30th will be our last episode for the month of September. I'm excited. That's next Wednesday. We're going to be providing more information about community services. And we're also going to be sharing some information about our upcoming November event for Utopia Network, Inc., our affiliated organization. I am excited about that, family. Get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to be doing our very first Thanksgiving event. We're going to be working with community-based organizations where we're giving away food. Hopefully, we can give away some turkeys. It's a really good thing. And I'm in conversation with some other states As it relates to making it something that collectively we all do at the same time together. I met a phenomenal woman during the retreat. I'm going to try to get her out here on the call and we can speak a little more about the collaboration as it relates to Utopia Network Inc. And again, our harvest season and really helping to provide food to the needy this coming year. So look out for that. And then we'll also speak some about December and our toy drive and what we're doing for that time as well. As always, it has been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to meeting with you guys next week. Until that time, enjoy your Thursday. Have a great upcoming weekend. And remember, log on to the archives at any given time so you can continuously be in the know for the Power Zone with DU. The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU